The Garda Review on East Coast FM.
Sergeant John Fitzpatrick is with us. Morning, John.
Good morning, Declan.
A busy week this week, last week?
Yeah, well, look, every week's a busy week for An Garda Síochána Síochána. Keeping people safe keeps us busy, you know. But, yeah, I do want to mention a particular incident that happened in Bray, and it's on the 15th of February. So if the listeners just take their minds back to, that's the night after Valentine's night, and Valentine's night was a Wednesday, so Thursday, 15th of February. And what happened was there was two teenage males making their way home. They were on Sibbington Road in Bray, and they were approached by three males and who ended up asking them a few questions, but ended up assaulting them, Declan. And the reason I'm making the assault in particular is because this happened at roughly kind of between, say, 10 p.m. and 10:20 p.m. or around that time, kind of 10 p.m. in the evening. And it's again, it's 15th of February. But we do know that the assault kind of spilled out onto the road, onto Sibbington Road. And what happened is at least two vehicles were forced to stop or to take avoidance action to avoid the youths. And I'm asking, just if you were on that road at that time, so that's the 15th of February, around 10 p.m. or just after 10 p.m, and you were one of those cars that stopped, could you contact Gardaí at Bray? Particularly if you have dash cam footage, we'd be extremely interested in talking to you and obviously seeing your footage. Now, we also know that at least one other person, one male, went by, walked past, and may have witnessed the assault as well. And we think they may have had a phone in their hand, or they may have captured some of it on video footage. So again, if you were talking to somebody and they mentioned this assault the night after Valentine's night, that's 15th of February on Sibbington Road in Bray, and again late in the evening, probably just after 10 o'clock, around 10:20 p.m. Do contact Gardaí in Bray, and we are particularly interested to talk to anyone that was on the road that drove past, may have seen that melee, didn't realise that it was two males being attacked by a gang of three guys, and they might have footage. We'd certainly like to talk to you, and again, anyone that was by, or indeed any of the residents on that road, this is a residential area, they might have heard something of interest to us, or they might have seen something of interest to us, and please, we contact Gardaí in Bray at 01666 5300. That's 01666 5300, indeed on the Garda Confidential 1-800-666-111. If you have any information that could assist us with inquiries, we'd appreciate a call from you.
Right, and is this an isolated, you know...
Yeah, it seems to be an isolated, random assault, Declan. That's certainly all the indications so far. There doesn't seem to be... It seems to be a random attack. Two teenage boys just making their way home, and for whatever reason, these three other individuals decided to assault them. So we are obviously interested in finding out who these people are and bringing them to justice.
Yeah, no robbery stuff or anything.
No, it appears to be
just detective.
It just appears to be, you know, a random assault with no clear motivation other than just to assault those two poor boys, you know.
Okay. You have some general advice about parking.
Yeah, well, this is something we've mentioned, Declan, over the years, I suppose, on the radio, just the amenities. And we're very lucky in Wicklow. We have beautiful public areas, public amenities, and we've the Sugarloaf close to us here. We've got the different lakes and beaches. We have such a variety. But we have had problems, I suppose, when they start getting busy. We've had a few nice weekends so far with sunshine and that. People have been out and about. Just to be careful, because we do know that when people are back out visiting the amenities, unfortunately the criminals are also back out, and they're targeting the cars in these car parks. So obviously my general advice just to people is, if you are coming to Wicklow and visiting any of our scenic sites, just leave any expensive property at home. Don't bring it in your car. You know, if it's not required, don't bring it with you. If you do leave any valuables in a vehicle, don't leave them on show. You know, a good idea is to leave your glove box, empty glove box, open, so it's clear to criminals that there's nothing of value in your car, okay, and nothing for them to steal. And obviously, just lock your doors and fully close all your windows. Don't be tempted to leave any windows open. Sometimes people are, if it's a sunny day, to let a bit of air in or whatever. Don't be tempted to do that. Keep them locked and fully closed, you know.
Mm. And there are particular favourites of these criminals, you know. The Glendalough, obviously, was one. And Blessington Lake, there's a particular car park there that was a favourite.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that the Gardaí mounted some sort of a campaign. I mean, what's the story this year?
Yeah, well, we have ongoing operations to target these areas. And you're right. I suppose anywhere where there's going to be a lot of cars, it's going to be a target, or people are visiting, and all those areas are quite isolated in a sense, and that's one of the issues we face, is that there's a wide area to cover, and it could be in the uplands area, whatever, but you're right, so that's why we're asking for, I suppose, for people's help, just to help us in preventing that crime. And again, if you leave your glove box open, show there's nothing in it, well, these guys that are targeting the cars, they're going to pick another car, essentially, or they're going to move on, and they're not going to target your car because they can clearly see there's nothing for them to steal. And look, we patrol those car parks on a regular basis, because we know that they're targeted, and we know it's going to be easy. We're out patrolling them, and we have checkpoints in the summer up in the uplands trying to detect and prevent these criminals from operating. But as I said, one of the major obstacles we face is just the wide open space and the vast area that is in, that is County Wicklow, and the Wicklow uplands in particular. So, and I suppose I would ask people as well, if you are going to any of those spots that you've mentioned, Blessing and Sugarloaf or whatever, and you see something that catches your attention and you think somebody's up to no good, by all means do ring the local Garda station or ring for assistance, so we can check it out and make sure that there is no one up to no good targeting those car parks.
All right, thank you very much indeed. That is Sergeant John Fitzpatrick.
Thanks.
The Garda Review on East Coast FM.